You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And again, a four-man rush. It's batted into the air. And Andrew Van Ginkle gets the pick. Chased by McLaurin. And down inside the 30-yard line. And Daniels got blown up on the block by Isaiah Rodgers.
And that was the icing on the cake. Unfortunately, there was a big old cake of poo baked before that. That was just the icing on the cake. And with that, good afternoon. Adam Amin, Fox, on the call yesterday in Minneapolis. A Minneapolis mauling. Not the Mall of America. A mauling at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings. 31-0. 31-0. Had anybody ever heard of Josh Oliver before yesterday? Raise your hand. I think I've heard of him once. Has anybody heard of Josh Oliver ever again? Or will anybody ever hear of Josh Oliver again? No. No. Unless you can't cover a tight end. Even one that runs like the escargot that was stolen from the French farm for Dum Dum of the Day last week. The snail. Or snails. Somehow, some way, that ferocious zone defense that you guys all fell in love with over the last 2 weeks, that ferocious zone defense, because Joe Witt was incompetent, Dan Quinn was just going to come in and snap his fingers and make everything great. Somehow, some way, they let Josh Oliver score 2 touchdowns. Yeah. How did that feel? He had 2 catches on the day. Interesting. Josh Oliver, one of the top run-blocking tight ends in the NFL. From San Jose State, the Fighting Sky Kirsteins. Yeah. Josh Oliver. I mean, listen, what do you want me to say? Josh Oliver torched Mike Sanristil for the first touchdown. And then the second one was just like, eh. And on National Tight End Against the Washington Commanders Day, on National Tight End Against the wait a second. I'm being told. Wait, they celebrated National Tight Ends Day in October. You mean yesterday wasn't National Tight Ends Day? Oh. It was just against the Commanders. I'm sorry. I forgot. Because TJ Hockenson also scored a touchdown. How do you lose 31 to nothing? How do you lose 31 to nothing and hold Justin Jefferson to 2 catches and 11 yards? How? Even Jordan Addison, who's pretty damn good when he's not behind the wheel of a car. Jordan Addison, you held him to 4 catches for 62 yards. Combined, Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson had less than 75 receiving yards. And you lost 31 to nothing. How does this happen? Oh, just play zone. Yeah, they're so much better in zone. Oh, look at DQ. He's just pushing all the buttons. That Joe Witt, he was incompetent. He had no clue what he was doing. How does this happen? How in the world do the Commanders celebrate National Tight Ends Day in December when everyone in the free world celebrates it in October? How? How do you give up 31 points to a team whose two best receivers, who are two of the best in the NFL, combine for less than 75 yards? How do you make J.J. McCarthy look like Joe freaking Montana reincarnated? How? How do you not score a point? How do you throw another interception in the flat to Andrew Van Ginkle, who all he literally does is intercept NFC East teams in the flat? Remember what he did the last time he played at FedEx Field? Now Northwest Stadium? Yeah, I think you remember that. In December of 2023, remember that? He's done it to the Giants too, so don't laugh over there, A-Mac. Speaking of the Giants.
Yeah. We didn't lose.
Did not lose.
Great job, boys.
And you're now favorites because we know the betting markets solve everything. They have their beat on everything. Inside information comes from the Sharks. It filters down. And then all of a sudden we go from the Commanders with a looky headline of 2.5, and now they're 1.5-point dogs. I mean, Vegas knows something. Vegas is on it, man. They are on it. They are dialed in. Ooh, look at that Commanders 31-0 loss to the horrible freaking Vikings. Wow. I mean, how do you do this? It is not. Let me repeat. Look, losing 8 games in a row sucks. There is no justification for it in a league filled of average, mediocre at best teams. Parity runs the NFL. The NFL is not a week-to-week league. It's a quarter-to-quarter league, maybe even a series-to-series league. The NFL is a joke when it comes to average to slightly above average teams and players. In a league just oozing with parity and mediocrity, the Commanders have lost 8 games in a row. And then on top of that, as if that wasn't bad enough, don't you dare forget, this is the same Commanders team that lost by 31 on National Tight Ends in Minnesota Day yesterday, that lost 4 straight games by 20 or more points. That's right, including 2 games bookending the 44-22 at Dallas and home for Detroit. And then in between that, just for good measure, lost 28-7 in Kansas City and failed to show up after halftime and got annihilated on Sunday Night Football by Sam Darnold and the Seahawks. Now the Seahawks are good. You should never get annihilated by Sam Darnold. They lost 31-0 yesterday to a team that got blanked by Sam Darnold and the Seahawks the week before. Got dominated 26-0. How does this happen? They have now five, and one almost double-digit losses on the year. Five losses, never mind double digits, by 20 or more on the year. The Green Bay game, they scored a couple of late touchdowns. Otherwise, that would be included in this mess, too. They only lost that game by 9 points with a couple of extensive garbage time touchdowns. How? How do we go from winning 12 games? I was in Philadelphia last year. Hell, I was in Detroit last year. I watched this team win playoff games on the road and tell everybody, bleep you. Your fun, your time of jokes is over. They won 14 out of 20 games last year. I knew they weren't going to be as good. That's why I picked them to win 10 games. I was thinking about 9. I would have been way wrong even at 9. How? How in the world? It can't just be because of injury. A lot of it is, but it can't just be. The only saving grace to yesterday was that they got the game done in 2 hours and 39 minutes. The fastest game in the NFL this year. The only saving grace. They allowed a 99-yard drive. A 99-yard drive. 19 plays. 12 minutes. I'm sorry, 98 officially. 12 minutes and 1 second. 19 plays. How? How do you fail on fourth down and then give up a 99-yard, a 98-yard drive? How does that happen? I said yesterday, I was on down in Richmond on our Odyssey station with Howard Gutman and his son Colin, and I said they lost that game on the first drive, offensively and defensively. The Vikings went through them like a hot knife through butter on the first drive. And then the Commanders put together a really nice looking drive. Got all the way down to the 2. And then one fart after another. But it was like one of those wet farts that get your underwear dirty. One after another. And then they allow a 98-yard drive? Really? Really? I mean, come on. 7 first downs? I think they're 5 of 5 on third down, including several third and longs. What an absolute poop show. What an absolute poop show. And then people want us to be positive. I got old fossil dinosaurs who still read like the newspaper and break down the box score yelling about sports talk radio in D.C. Go kick all the rocks, man. Go kick all the rocks. What do you want me to say? You want me to come in here and clap my hands and say, like a seal, good effort, boys. Don't forget to collect your paychecks on the way out the door. What do you want me to say? I think I've said everything I can say. An absolute horror show. After 2 competitive overtime losses to two pedestrian offenses. You played a worse pedestrian offense and got lit up like a freaking Christmas tree by a couple of non-pedestrian tight ends. But hey, we celebrated National Tight Ends Day in Minnesota, man. Woo! Atta boy. Way to go, guys. Don't forget to collect your paychecks. Make sure you get your paychecks. We wouldn't want you to not have money for your vacation, which starts January 9th. While the rest of us have to slum it out and slave over a freaking hot microphone. Don't forget to collect your paychecks on the way out the door. Make sure you take your paychecks with your 4 months of vacation off. And then tell us how hard you have it. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. They've done it. They've made me mad. I haven't been mad yet this year. Annoyed? Yes. Frustrated? Yes. Mad? Yeah, yes. You're scoffing at me. I haven't been mad.
100% been mad. You've been the personification of mad.
What?
What?
AMAC, you think about that comment, you come up with some proof on that. I'm mad now. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. My voice, my throat is already angry, is already hurting because of this horrible product. I wanted to call them something worse, but I'll be nice. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, Grant Paulson style, and tune in. That's for Funny Danny on the Team 980.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And again, a four-man rush. It's batted into the air, and Andrew Van Ginkle gets the pick, chased by McLaurin, and down inside the 30-yard line. And Daniels got blown up on the block by Isaiah Rodgers.
Oh, the tide of the Commanders' season continues to roll away, baby. What a great tune. No doubt. Adam Amin again on Fox. Andrew Van Ginkle just kills everybody. And then the Mariota interception was terrible. I mean, come on. Come on. Like, play like you care. The whole game was defined and decided by one series on each side. But really, I guess you would say two series for the Vikings, but to be more realistic. But it was over when the Commanders didn't convert on the fourth and goal to Debo. And Debo's got to catch that. And Jaden missed Brandon Coleman on the second down. He was late. Now, I know my guy J.P. Finley disagrees. Tailgate Ted is in between, it seems like. Jaden was late. Jaden had him. Coleman was open. You can argue whether or not they should be calling that or not. Of course they shouldn't be. When you're running the ball down their throat. But it was open. It was there to be made. And it was only second down. But when the Commanders don't convert there on fourth down, because Debo doesn't catch the touchdown in the back of the end zone on fourth down, and then the Vikings go 98 yards in 19 plays, just chip, 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 stopped on first down, stopped on second down, let's convert third and 12. The game was over. Why even play the rest of it? The Commanders should have just flown out of Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport at like 2:30 in the afternoon because the game was over. 2 hours and 39 minutes. That was the only good thing about yesterday. And I didn't even watch the fourth quarter. I got to be honest with you. I didn't watch a snap of the fourth quarter. Not a snap. I'm not wasting my time. Too much other decent football. I don't even say good football. Decent to good football to watch. I am not contractually required to watch every snap of this garbage. Hot garbage. Again, the rest of the free world celebrates National Tight Ends Day on October the 4th. The rest of the free world. The Commanders waited until December 7th. Then celebrated National Tight Ends Day by allowing three touchdowns. Two to Josh Oliver, who's nobody's ever heard of. And then, of course, their own tight end gets demolished and hit helmet on knee and tears his ACL. Unofficially, but it'll be official later on. All right, I've said, you know, kind of like what I need to say. I'll add more as we go along. But the bottom line is, you know, Jaden started off with, for me, so much hope with that throw to Terry for 28 along the sideline. I mean, I was like, oh my God, it's there again. Oh my God, it's there again on a little out route. I mean, it was a dart. And even a couple of plays after that, again, like he had the fourth down throw in the back of the end zone. And I thought, okay, well, this is promising. And there was never a sliver of hope after that. Never a sliver of hope. All right, let's get a call in here before the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Mike in Texas. We'll start and go right down the line. Make it quick, or as quick as you can. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Mike. How's it going, guys?
Well, my name's Chris. Your name is Mike.
I apologize. Sorry. I'm just here doing a lot of stuff here.
That's okay.
All right. So about Cliff, it's like you're about to go on a date, or you're dating this girl, or a man for that matter. Everything's sexy, or, you know, things are getting hot and heavy, and, you know, 1 week passes, you're like, oh, yeah, it's the best experience ever. And all of a sudden, you get a surprise. They stink, their breath stinks, and oof, man, what a horrible date. And that's where it goes with this offense. We hit that, they call it cliff.
Yes.
Right? And I just don't get it. You have the running back room. God, fuck. I hope we have these running backs within the next 3 years. I love our running back room, and Cliff is unwilling to take advantage. And it scares me.
You know what it seems like, Mike? It seems like a kid that's got, I don't know, 10 toys and has sensory overload and just doesn't know how to play with one toy or how to do something constructive and then move to the next. It seems like kind of a haphazard picking of, instead of one toy or two toys, 10 toys at a time. And he doesn't know exactly how to kind of ride, stick, hold on to one thing at a time. Like, you're running the ball down the throat of the Vikings inside, into the red zone, into goal-to-go situation, inside the five. You run it on first down, you get 3 yards to Chris Rodriguez, you're at the two, you got second and goal from the two. I don't mind you throwing. I don't even mind you throwing on second down. And again, he dialed up two would-be touchdowns. But to not run at all on second, third, or fourth is the problem when you're riding a hot hand, and it's not the first time we've seen this. We've seen it over and over and over again.
And here's the kicker. The blitz is coming. You have five linemen, and they're showing blitz. And you have no running back. Maybe at best they have one running back sometimes. They're coming at you. Oh, my God, this is the way it goes. All right. The call to play, run, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, right, zero, one, trips, you know, waggle. Here comes the blitz. No, we're going to run it. I don't want no protection. The hell with it. We're not going to call protection. You know, we need a ping 90 type of approach. God damn, you see the blitz? Wait, hold on. Then that's the responsibility of the quarterback and the OC. You see a blitz? All right, hold on. Let me take a minute here. I got linebacker. All right, let's switch up. Running back, come to my side or something. They don't do that.
Yeah. Quite honestly, there's a lot that they don't do. I hear the passion and the venom in your voice, and I don't blame you. Thanks, Mike. I got to run. I appreciate you. Time for a quick trending alert, and then right back to your calls. I promise. I've said just about everything I can say, even though there's more for me to say. I'll just let you guys yell and rant and rave, and I'll interject. 301-230-0980, back in a flash. All right, Dan Quinn will speak at 3:30 today. We'll pop into that right here on the Team 980. It's expected that Zach Ertz tore his ACL and perhaps other injuries. Waiting official word on that. The Commanders are now road underdogs at the New York Giants this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. More on that game to come. Giants off the bye. Meanwhile, Shedeur Sanders is going to be the Browns' number one quarterback for the rest of the season. So says head coach Kevin Stefanski, who somehow called a trick play on a two-point conversion despite Sanders actually playing well against the Tennessee Titans yesterday and putting them in position to tie up the game. And they called a trick play, and it horribly backfired. Meanwhile, in college football, Mario Cristobal, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, they're in the college football playoffs. He knows the process isn't perfect. He says, if you want to make everybody happy, don't coach and get involved in football. Go sell ice cream, because the ice cream man makes everybody happy. That sounds like a great plan. College football for the birds. We'll get more into that tomorrow and a little bit today. What a mess that sport has become. And the Capitals with a 2-0 shutout win last night over a hard-charging Columbus Blue Jackets team, as They returned home from a West Coast trip to get the win at Capital One Arena. They are off tonight. Monday Night Football tonight here on the Team 980 between the 8-4 Eagles and the 8-4 Chargers. Justin Herbert still questionable, and Marion Hampton expected to play. And that's what's trending.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Once again, happy National Tight Ends Day. The Commanders celebrated like nobody else's business yesterday in Minnesota, allowing three touchdowns, two to Josh Oliver, perhaps the most pedestrian tight end in the history of tight ends. Happy National Tight Ends Day. Again, the rest of the free world celebrates it in early October. The Commanders waited until December 7th. Commanders also then said, no, you know what? It's not good enough to get shredded by a pedestrian no-name tight end twice. Nope, we're going to miss tackle after tackle after tackle, including Mikey Sanristil, Quan Martin, Jacob Martin, Von Miller. I mean, the only person that made any tackles was Bobby Wagner. He had 16 of them. What an absolute poop show. Let's go right back to the calls. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Gary and Marlboro on the Team 980. What's up, Gary? How are you?
How you doing, Rooster?
Hey, Gary. What's going on?
Hey, look, you know, I think this game reminds me of 2013, coming off a 2012 season, and a game against a late season game against Kansas City.
Yep.
Where Robert was out there and they just got beat, I think it was like 38-3 at home. That was my realization at the time that 2012 was a fluke and this team needed to be gutted and this team was headed towards a bad season next year. That's the feeling that I'm getting right now. I think the score was like 34-3 or 35-3.
Yeah, I don't remember the final, but I was there, and it was it was the famous, like, if you remember, I think it was Dan Steinberg in the DC Sports Blog had like the overhead shot in the middle of the third quarter, and there was like 200 people left at the stadium.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was like all the momentum that the franchise had the year before just fell flat to what it was before. And I think the only difference is this was on the road, and there is no energy in this franchise anymore. They have a total rebuild on the defensive side of the ball, and I think they have major decisions on the offensive side of the ball with Debo on whether or not they're going to bring him back. I just think that was the worst loss that I've felt in a long, long time. Because that was that wasn't even an average football team that they played. And they made them look like a high school team with the full complement of offensive players. There was no excuse. They had everybody on offense, and Jaden played the worst game of his, probably of his career. And that was a major deflator.
Jaden was good. Jaden, I thought, was good on that first drive, with the exception of just waiting a half second too long to pull the trigger on the Brandon Coleman second down and goal play, because he was open and he did have him. He waited too long. He didn't see it right away, or didn't trust it, or whatever the case might be. Outside of that, I thought he was fine on that first series. After that, he was terrible.
Yeah, he was terrible. And that call, that throw that he threw to Terry McLaurin, people are making a big deal about that with Terry. He was wide open.
He was. He was.
If Jaden doesn't complete that pass, that's a big problem.
He was.
That's a play. That's a call or play that everybody starting in national football.
It just. I guess what I got excited about was it was the first time we've had the opportunity to see that since week two, and then we saw it on the first, on their first passing play of the game. So that's the reason why I got excited.
Yeah, it's just I think that this offseason, I don't think they should bring any of those guys back on the free agents on defense. I think they just got to gut them. I think they got to try to trade, make a few trades to get some draft picks. And even then, I'm not so sure that Peters has shown that he can hit on the draft picks. I mean, this is just a really bad moment for this franchise coming off of last year. But I was one of those guys, Rooster, that didn't think they were going to duplicate the success.
Yeah.
I had them winning six games this year. Last year, I had them winning three, and I was totally wrong. This year, I had them winning six. Hey, I just didn't think they upgraded the roster.
I was going to say, you might still be wrong, but you were a lot closer to the pin than any of us. So good for you. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Rooster.
Good to hear from you, man. Appreciate you. Let's go to Ralphie in Rockville next up on the Team 980. Ralphie.
Hey, Rooster.
What's
this
up, Ralph?
This is my first time calling the show. So,
attaboy.
I've been listening to one of your callers, Paulie, man. And last season he was hitting it on the head, even when we were winning. Mm-hmm. Always felt like in my heart of hearts that this team was like a finesse offense in terms of not wanting to run the ball when they need to, getting on the center. And I like Cliff, so I disagree with Paul. I like Cliff in terms of bringing him back another year to prove himself because of what he did last year, because Paulie wants to get rid of him and a lot of other callers want to get rid of him. But I just want to give him another year where he could really learn and say, you know what, I need to stick with the run. Yesterday was a game where you had to stick with the run. That defense, man, I felt like that defense is probably the best defense in the league, but the reason why they're not is because their offense is so terrible, so the defense is always on the field. So, if we are going to make a change at OC, we have to get an OC where he's not auditioning for a year so he can get a head coaching job. That's where we run into a lot of our problems. And because they want to show that they're great pass designers. Eric Bieniemy, that was the issue with him. He wanted a head coaching job. Cliff wants a head coaching job. So we need to, if we're going to look outside, we have to hire a guy who wants to be here for at least 3 to 5 years, because all this going back and forth, we hire a coordinator and they're gone, and it's just not, they don't play complementary football. As far as the defense is concerned, Dan Quinn, man, I was never high on him. I think he's a great guy. He's I don't want to fire him. We can't make these irrational decisions. We can't do it. It's too impulsive. But it's the record against the Shanahan coaching tree speaks for itself. I mean, this guy here, man, the defense, he just doesn't know what he's doing sometimes on defense. So we have to bring in a guy like Schwartz or somebody, you know, who has an identity outside of Dan Quinn. And in terms of Jaden, I think Jaden played all right. I mean, I think that we could have just helped him more with the running game. I think that's what it was. He only got the ball 3 times in the first half. So, I mean, I don't know what everybody else wants. You know what I mean? Like, we only got the ball 3 times.
Well, no, but it's that he didn't play. The problem is, Ralphie, he didn't play well outside of that first drive. And, I mentioned everything on that first drive I liked, with the exception of him missing Coleman or not trusting Coleman, who was open in the end zone on the offensive line leak.
Rooster. This is that's one of the problems I do have with Kingsbury. How do you have all your guys back and you dial up a play to Brandon
Coleman? That's fair. That's fair.
A guy who was on the block. He was inactive for like 6 games.
I'm with you.
What are
I understand.
Doing here?
I understand. You're not wrong. You're not wrong in that criticism at all. I'm just saying it was open. It was there. And right. I guess if Jaden would have hit it, everybody's like, "Oh, see the genius. You know, the magic is back." And he didn't. And he didn't hit it.
I'm curious about your opinion on this. You know, when I watch Jaden run, right, he's not even wearing the knee brace. Do you really think that the knee was really hurt? Because he seems like the speed is still there. He's not even we totally forgot about the knee brace. And if he was really hurt, he would still be wearing. If that knee was actually really hurt, he would still be wearing that knee brace.
Yeah, no, I think he's fine there. I mean, right now, the biggest question is the elbow and just how many shots is he going to take.
But the overall sentiment, what I'm trying to get to, do you think the team was being too overprotective of Jaden and he could have played? You know what I mean? Because this is the first time
you're talking about with the knee injury, or are you talking about with the elbow injury? I'm confused.
With the elbow, Jaden has admitted that he was hurt. He's hurt.
Right.
But with the knee, Jaden kept saying, I'm fine. And when I watch him run, it doesn't look like he lost any speed.
Yeah. He missed the 2 games, right, against Vegas and against Atlanta. I think there was a chance he could have played against Atlanta, yes. To your point, like, I don't think he would have been able to play against Vegas. I do think he could have played against Atlanta. So were they maybe a little bit cautious? Yeah. And I honestly don't blame them. Ralphie, I got to run. I appreciate you. Good call. Make sure you call back again. Appreciate all first-time callers. We got to come back with our, like, woo soundbite or something like that. We got to celebrate first-time callers a little bit differently. We used to do the Ric Flair woo, and we haven't really done that in a while. All right, we'll get to Greg, Sherlock, Lapp, Steve, Dontell, Mark, the Mark and Largo Show, and you next. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Give you an update on Jaden. Obviously, he fell on his elbow, was questionable to return, and could have. It was my decision to sit him out. As a team at this point, we were off, and felt like that was the right call for us to go. Certainly offensively, I liked what the first drive looked like. We missed on the touchdown, but those are the moments that we've got to make it and find our space to go. And then...
See, there's a difference between Dan Quinn saying, you know, it's my decision to sit Jaden because we were lost, as opposed to in the Seattle game, the last time we saw him when they were down 38-7, when they were lost too. But he wasn't hurt. Right? Like, yesterday he got hurt again. He got dump trucked on the interception return. The corner, Isaiah Oliver, or whatever the hell his name is, got hurt again. There's a difference between not being hurt and playing. If Jaden didn't get hurt on that interception return, Jaden would have stayed in there, and he should have. There's a difference. 301-230-0980. Let's go back to the phones. We'll hear from Dan Quinn live with any updates at 3:30 today. Let's go to Greg in Gaithersburg next up on the Team 980. Greg, good afternoon. How are you? I'm good, Greg. How are you? Greg, yeah, I tried. Your signal is bad. We'll put you on hold, try and get you into a better cell zone area. Let's go to Lapp in D.C. What up, Lappy? How are you? Lapp, you there? All right, we'll put Lap back on hold, see what's going on. We'll try Sherlock next up. What up, Sherlock? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How you doing today?
All right, Sherlock. I was starting to get a little nervous there.
Yeah. Hey, look, I want to get this straight right here. Come on now. But you got to listen to this, what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Because I think you got this a little confused. Maybe this was the way I said it, right? We was back there during the time when Miami was coming up, and I said that I didn't think the Commanders was going to win three more games. I wasn't talking about the first three games coming up. They had already won three games at that point. I was saying I didn't believe that they was going to win three more games the whole season. You understand what I'm saying now?
I think I understood you back then. You were
okay.
You were basically saying starting with the Miami game in Madrid that they weren't going to win three more games the rest of the season.
Right. True. That's what I was trying to say.
I wasn't sure at that point, obviously, but I mean, look, they've lost every game since. Granted, a couple in overtime and then the blowout yesterday. So now I feel very confident in saying that. But I would say, yes, I thought that was a pretty decent chance because I didn't think they were going to win in Madrid against Miami with the way they were playing.
But according to the prediction, think about it now. They can still make the prediction wrong if they win three games before the season is over with.
Yeah. I mean, what does it matter? Winning three games at this point is actually more detrimental to their future than losing every game. I believe that too.
Yeah, I believe that because they need. So we're gonna need. This is my personal opinion. We need. I'll get rid of defensive coordinator. I got to get rid of him. But I'm gonna get rid of half of the defense. I'm gonna get rid of a whole lot of people. All the people on the one year. They're gonna make some changes.
I don't know if they're making wholesale changes like everybody would like them to make. This isn't 2 years ago with Ron Rivera, so we will see. Sherlock, I appreciate you. I got to let you go so we can squeeze in one more. Let's try Greg in Gaithersburg again real quickly here before the top of the hour. What's up, Greg? How are you?
I'm good, Chris. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you, Greg.
All right. Yeah, I think one of the things is we're spoiled as fans. We had a year last year that nobody expected to be as good as it was, and everybody expects it to be the same or better this year. And aside from the injuries and all that, I mean, it's football. That stuff happens. I don't like to talk about firing the coach or the OC and all this. I think the weakness is that our secondary is the problem. These guys were just running into each other yesterday. Our safeties didn't play well, and we didn't. Our edge rushers are hurt, so if we don't, get the pressure we need on the quarterback, then a half decent quarterback is going to eat you alive. So that's all I had to say.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Greg. Listen, secondary is no doubt a big problem. I mean, it was a problem even before they lost Amos and Lattimore. It was a problem. It's still a problem. Quan Martin has been terrible in terms of tackling and angles this year. Will Harris struggled a little bit in coverage coming back, his first game back in 2 months. I thought he was okay yesterday. I thought more yesterday was more Sandra still. And you could play Sandra still inside, outside. It doesn't matter. He wasn't very good. Missed a tackle on a third down touchdown. Got beat, by the tight end in coverage. And maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's too tough of an ask. I don't know. It's just been... I mean, outside of Will Harris and Troy Amos when he was playing, and he's been banged up quite a bit before this. Banged up quite a bit. Outside of that, there was zero positive. I guess Percy Butler, maybe. Zero positive out of the secondary. Zero. Zero. 301-230-0980. More of your calls, more of your reaction. Coming up, hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.